when I was their age, I was in a committed relationship and I knew this was it for me. I knew this was going to be the mother of my kids. Unacheka?
No, nasema till
death. Siuliku unaka hapo two floors just above me, nigga.
Daddy, najua trauma imekupiga, but ninesema till death.
No, just me, nigga. Nilikuwa na kucheki pale na msupa pia wewe. Till death do us part.
Siupigwe tu peke yako.
I saw you two over there. I was like, Neville too was in a very committed relationship.
And in the you know. Kishikuwa kwa noisemakers list anaanza kusema. And we were with nani?
Times three hapo, times three.
This is... The Chop Shop.
Only a few who understand.
Chopping bricks like a rabbit.
What is this?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I know I'm about to kill it. I'm definitely in my zone.
Music. Culture. Vibes. Let's chop it up, baby.
Hello, Nyazi. Oko fresh? Oh, sawa. Nilikuwa nataka kumuuliza kitu but haina noma. Nilikuwa nataka kumuuliza Godha inamaanisha nini? Eh.
Neville is like Joe Biden.
Oh,
katikati ya set he'll just call a random superstar.
Ati Godha ni kama? Oh. Okay. Pull up rewind. Kitu uko shua.
That's cap.
Hebu cheki.
That's cap, nigga.
Uko shua imaanishi vitu za bedroom?
Godha.
Si vitu za bedroom Godha like Godha stroke sama kitu kaa hiyo. Godha selector. Okay, so rewind selector. Eh, hey, okay, sawa, umenipea meaning. Nilikuwa nataka kumuuliza but akirudi mwambie nimekola ni anichapie cha huko hello. Haya wazi.
Not buying that one.
Nah, man. There's
we're
no
not
way,
buying that one.
There's no way Godha means pull up. But he said, in the meaning of Godha, he says Godha selector. Like pull up selector. So, Andy, Godha selector.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
We'll take it.
But it's not kwa kama an internal joke, you know. Like,
yeah.
Yoni sisi peke tutakuwa tuna like, when everybody else there thinks it's something different as you are like,
okay.
Andy Young, ebu Godha, ebu Godha tena. Everyone is like,
I don't think I want to use that. It's like the mnyonyi
nah,
one.
No, tumia. Ya mnyonyi mean, sita yacha kutumia mnyonyi. Sita yacha kutumia mnyonyi.
Oh, man. But anyway. Pause. Tumeanza. Okay, fine.
Yeah, man.
Welcome, guys, back to this experience, the Chop Shop Pod. My name is Neville.
Andy Young.
Yeah, man. We were just clearing up a few things because sometimes lingo ya mtani, you don't really know what it means.
Maganish, maganush.
Maganish, maganush.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Until you try and get clarification. But yeah, I didn't get Breeder himself, but the manager
no, Neville,
was like...
Neville, kuna tabia ambayo ukonayo. Inafaa kukoma sahu.
What do you mean?
You don't just and you always do this even when you go out and
for clarification purposes I can make a phone call.
Damn.
In my interview you're passing around.
I hate you.
I'm just trying to clarify and if I have the source.
Unataka
tu kupigia
Big Baba tu simu hivi. Tuko katikati ya conversation hapa kidogo kidogo uko kwa simu na Big Baba. Hey.
That is the kila msia.
Mara si nameless.
Awe.
Mara si madi. Mara si nani.
When do we need you? We want our audience to get the right information.
Do your thing, man.
Andy, wende mtiaji.
If you mama boy yako uko gasi, ndio unajiona na wase hivyo.
Si chaicho, ni tu yani nataka tu clarification because msia hata kidailingo kutoka sisi. Unajua anatu DM anatuuliza ile maganish ni nini? Tunamchapa.
Washai kuuliza wewe direct.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Unaambia nini?
Kupea the maganish. You give me the maganish, I give you the maganish. Yenge tona to do something with that maganish. Eh? Watu wangu abandon manze.
Manze hatutakujia mati ma copyright nini.
Yeye tutawaachia hiyo.
Yoni free of charge. Hata sendunye. I know it's a love hate thing, but never meniambia the numbers never lie.
Yeah, but they
you all love it. You hate to love it and I get it, but it came from the gods. You're welcome.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Man, I love it, manze. But yes,
Nataka tuanze wapi? Manake we were having a very interesting conversation before we started filming tukiwa pale nje. And yeah. That one conversation even if I thoughts from start to finish, you know, cuz never likuwa nauliza things to do with, you know, life, like do we get to choose our parents, did we get to choose this kind of life. So mimi ningetaka kujua like how do you look at life in that unafikiria from your perspective life ina work aje, like what are the dynamics of this thing?
Yolo.
Guess work too.
I know. Like I don't know.
Ama tumeingia in too deep mapema.
No, as an introvert, extrovert, Gemini, inakuwa something else just thinking of, yes, I'm someone who likes to go deep, but is it my deep thoughts as engine, manze? But yeah, so...
Jumetuliza maswali huko nje.
Yeah, it's because sometimes I always want to gain understanding so that I understand the other person's perspective. It's like, you know, when you experience some way of life and you're trying to explain to your friends, you also have to understand where they're also coming from. Because
when you
know to go conservative, when you know to go open, you feel me?
Yeah,
when it comes to also things like that, like I am open-minded, but kuna vitu zengine, I haven't really thought through like that. Like for instance, we were talking about the, before you're born, do you get to choose your parents? Or do you get to choose... where you're born or things like that. So in my, the way I've been thinking about it is like, oh, damn, maybe you can't choose your parent, but maybe you can, you know, choose where or how you're born, you know? So, but when you presented a different argument, I was like, oh, okay, cool. There is something to learn there because since someone anajua kila kitu. So to hear a different perspective, you're like, okay, that's how you arrived to thinking like this. So it's also interesting to hear how things go like that. But I wouldn't join a cult because, first of all, meetings ni mingi. Alafu, kuna strict schedule. So, plus, yeah. So, when it comes to that, maybe you tell me your views because I didn't think... Yes, I know you're also open-minded, but some things, you know.
So, maganush.
Yeah, man.
I respect your view and your thoughts. And I, as I... Vile nilikuwa na kushoko nje, all these things can exist at the same time. Like, you're right, I'm right, they are right, kila mse vile unaangalia dunia yako, you're right, but I don't believe anything happens by chance. And I believe it's so good, such that to us, it looks like it was by chance. Anytime you had a coincidence, and you get some information you didn't have at that time later on, and you realize, oh, damn, that wasn't a coincidence. That was meant to happen. I feel like that applies everywhere in life. It's just that the monumental ones are the ones that stick with us. They happen every time. Like, when I realize maybe this wasn't by chance. You think it was by chance, and then later on the universe shows you, even if it was something so small, like I was thinking about sausages today morning, pause, and then later on, you know, Neville, I know you love sausages, right?
Yeah. Manze, kuna once, manze. Yeah.
Sema, tell them what you did to Ashley sausages, bro.
Eh? Oh. Oh, damn. Okay, there's that, but damn. Another story comes to mind that was more. Manze, kuna day, manze, lilipika 26. But you know, got 26, I'm a 24 pack. Manze, lilipika zimeni show, man. Like, umefika sa, you know, manchis, sazengenina kwa gambaya. Like, unapika chakula, unasema, hey, this one is food prep for 3 days. And then manchis happens, and then,
boom.
you eat everything, so. Yeah.
Na niju, na umeacha juu, umechoka, siati juu umeshiba. It's because there's no more.
Oh, you've guilt tripped yourself, like, hey, nimekula. Oh, man. You know?
The guilt trip.
Yeah, so, I feel as if, you know, it borders... like that thinking. So for me, by chance.
Yeah, I believe everything happens as it's supposed to happen, and orchestration is so good such that it appears as if it happened by chance. Because I believe we choose everything to the wire. Like we leave open the processes of the in-betweens, but kuna zile vitu monumental tunajua, like maybe your parents, your friends, your teachers, your colleagues, your significant others, your children, and all that. Hizo, even your environment, where you're born, the time, all these things.
I think I know why I can't accept that.
Why?
Because the things I chose are just not appropriate. Like... Okay, apart from, okay, my friends, you get a pass. But like the teachers and the way of bringing up, damn.
Yeah, because...
I chose a different path. Like, ningekuwa nimechagua ile, unajua kuzaliwa kwa royal family. Say my only problem would have been like, oh, we're gonna spend this much on a Rolls Royce. Oh.
Okay, now let me ask you.
Our trust fund baby, you know. But now
what does that? Hard. What does it make you feel? Like the grievances you've just aired. How do they make you feel? And do you wanna do something about it?
Oh yes, we are in the process of that. I'm just saying, I think the reason why I can't accept that side of your reality is because of the choices that, according to you, that I made. Cindy?
You're proving my point.
And that's why I'm saying...
I'm saying that's the reason why
I can't... I can't accept, but that's why I'm not flowing with that train of thoughts. Because damn, if I was actually choosing... ningekuwa nimechoose way better. Ningekuwa kama Cristiano Sai Jr. or LeBron. Menze, making sure I'm in the playoffs. Not a Steph Curry, you know.
That's what you... Now you want to talk about basketball. Now you want to talk about basketball. Now you want to talk about basketball. No, mita kukwali, I'll accept it. Yeah, Sacramento will tupiga pale playing. I'm embracing it, manze. Yeah. But checky. Msiende kupigwa sweep na Nuggets tena. Tafadhali. Mume make it into the playoffs round one. Msiende kufanywa ile kitu mulifanywa last season.
Are you backing us, you know?
In the West... No, I have my money on Denver Nuggets. I'm
but
sorry.
The script, you know what the script says? We're going all the way. LeBron picking everything.
That's what you think?
That's what the script says.
Oh, that's what the script says. Nisawa ina noma. Nataka turudi up after round one of the Eddie Anacheza. Is Eddie healthy?
He's healthy now.
Ako healthy. Sasawa. Aina noma. Aina noma.
The US team now.
Yes, at least, bro. Elect will kuna new money. Because I was feeling two things about it. I was happy season yetu imeisha cause. Nile design, you've been through everything. Unataka tu ishi hapa.
Let it end already.
Yeah. So yeah, it came to an end. But then I don't get to watch the brilliance of Steph Curry playing. Cause anytime Steph plays, like, bro, it's as if you've never watched him play. It's like you're watching him play for the first time. So my 3 a.m. alarms nimezizima.
Ah, bro.
Yeah, now I'm good.
You gotta watch another goat, you know?
I think I'll only watch the
finals.
The conference finals and the finals.
Yeah.
Izi zingine. In the East, however, Boston have been too comfortable in the East. Because, yeah, they've had the best record in such a long time. Wame may break records. And no one has come close to them. Vile unona West, vile points zetu zime achana by one. So they've been too comfortable. But how they've been playing lately and how teams like in New York wamekuwa kicheza, they're in trouble, manze. Mm. So I'd have my money on Boston Celtics to make it out of the East. But I wanna, wamit na kina Joker. But I wanna see kina Branson and... his squad, nataka kucheki New York in a DiVincenzo, going to the finals and giving kina Joker run for their money because those niggas can shoot. Only niggas who hoop go to New York, man. Them niggas go to New York.
Let's wait and see. What I'm excited about now is, you know, let's see where we can take this because, you know, when we are back against the wall is when perform the best. So, Lakers, you know.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
Let's go to the script says this is for you, you know.
Uzuri wa LeBron.
Pass all the records now, you know.
Yeah, man. Na uzuri wa LeBron, his game IQ is too crazy.
You saw what they did to J.A. and them kids.
I saw, bro, like, that was a poetic finishing to that Grizzlies game, man. But, Shida LeBron he's moving a bit too fast for everybody else to catch up. You know, like IQ level yake, he has to I feel like he has to slow down a bit. Now we're on the same page. Kila msiako on board sai. And I don't know if you remember, ume watch The Incredibles, the animation.
Yes.
There's that scene where Mr. Incredible is fighting with this robot machine and it's learning everything he's doing. It's like learning AI. Mm. And then now, I know your moves, I know what you're gonna do. Now I'm prepared for it. Defensively, I'm good. That's LeBron. But that's also Joker. Unacheki. So itakuwa interesting sana. Hii match up yenu nataka kuona vile itaenda. I'm giving LeBron the benefit of the doubt, but still the other moving parts have to work for LeBron to work as well.
The Murray guy, and you know, they have some guys there who are not, especially when Porter. Joker, when Joker is fading back in the three.
Nakumbuka vile aliwafanya hapo mbele ya AD. Alitufanya pia sisi. And he likes doing that over the centers, bro.
Unasema noma.
Alifanya Looney hivyo ndio like how did you just lose this game to such a wild ass shot, bro?
Yeah, but yeah, as we keep it moving, I'm away from that. We'll get back into basketball later. Yeah. Mm. We'll talk about AI, manze. Finally, manze.
Mm.
Finally our goat Drake.
Oh, Drizzy Drake, the boy.
Yo, the do you know boy. How funny it is to hear a rap song drop and guys speak? Because I don't know what was happening that day, but I happened to be online, or especially on Twitter, because most of those news was nanguka kwenye X.
Yeah, Twitter first, yeah.
So I was there and I'm seeing guys put fire emojis and then AI. I'm like, what's going on?
Mm.
So then I go and I search dark web, nini, nini, and then I see Kalik.
Mm.
Of Drake's thing.
Mm.
Push at that time it was called Drop and Give Me 50.
Drop and Give Me 50. Yeah.
Bro, when I had that thing, I was like, push there's ups. No way this is AI. This is the boy. Oh,
this was like, and that's the thing, to me, a point where you can't just believe it. We don't know how Drake moves.
Mm.
He's so random, so he could do anything. And then to release a silent leak, just like that.
What were audio?
Yeah, man. Oh, damn.
I could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked outside America for now. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't never take no chain off of us. How the fuck you big stepping with a size 7 man's on? This the part with the bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. Cause Top told you drop and give me 50 likes of push-ups. Cool, your last one brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give them 50. Pip squeak, pipe down, you ain't in no big three. SZA got you wiped down, Travis got you wiped down, Savage got you wiped down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now. And you gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add this talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the fuck is this, a 20v1, nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. Get more love in a city that you fun, nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. Yeah, I'm the sixth guy, I'm the front runner. Y'all nigga manager was Chuz, little blunt runner. Clean a six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, able bread out here tricking. Shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. Jets, whips, chains, wicked, wicked, wicked. Spinning like you tryna fuck, boy you trippin'. Drizzy Chippendale, probably got your bitch in nail. I just got him done, boy don't make me at the Chippendale. Rollin' loud stage, y'all would turn, that was slick as hell. Shit'll probably change if it be him, start to kiss and tell. Hugs and kisses, man, don't tell me about no switches. I be rockin' every fucking chain I own next busy, ayy. I be with some bodyguards like Whitney. Top say drop your little midget ass, better fuckin', ayy. Better drop and give me 50, ayy. Drop and give me 50, drop and give me 50. Niggas really got me out here talking like I'm 50. Niggas really got me out here rapping what I'm living. I might take your latest girl a cuff her like I'm Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in, this nigga turning 50. Every song that made it on the chart he got from Drizzy. Spend that little check, you gotta stay up out my business. Nigga, shout out to the hooper that be busting out the gritty. We know why you mad, nigga, I ain't even tripping. All that little heartbroken Twitter shit for bitches. This for all the top dogs, drop and give me 50, drop. In that fucking song, y'all got to not start the beef with us. This shit been brewing in a pot, now I'm heating up. I don't care what Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck. Champagne tripping, he is not fucking easing up. Nigga calling Top to see if Top wanna piece it up. Top wanna piece it up, Top wanna piece it up. Nah, pussy, now you on your own when you speaking up. You done roll deep to this, it's not fucking deep enough. Begging Casa, not, boy, you not fucking beating us. Numbers wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking creeping up. Money wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking sneaking up. Cornball, your show. Money, merch money, feed us. I'ma let you niggas work it out because I seen enough. This ain't even everything I know, don't wait the demon up. This ain't even everything I know, don't wait the demon up. Drop and give me 50, all you fuck niggas teaming up.
What the fuck are you smoking on, Kendrick?
Yeah, drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the thot.
So as you can hear from the bars there, like, when that dropped on the internet, it was crazy. Like, because, of course, in America, some of the podcasters had gotten, you know, some wind of, you know, something happening. And then, you know, they went and confirmed it. And, you know, Drake has been, you know, trolling and doing the best. Mm. And it's just watching the new age. It's like, Tupac can never survive in this beef age.
No, I think you could have.
Because with the Instagram, like the way Drake does it, especially online, there's no way you're missing it. Because other news outlets pick it up and then you're just the clown of the day. What Rick Ross is also doing to Drake now. You know, like,
he's glazing Drake, bro. How do you hate on someone but you have 20 stories or you hating on them on your IG? That's glazing,
and you're tagging
man.
Him and, you know,
and he gave you bangers. What the hell, bro?
Yeah. There's so much that is like there's new age way of fighting, you know, like beef-wise, you know, lyrically. Mm. And it's not like the old school days where, you know, some guys would actually take it personally and go to the streets or cruise, feel as if they need to, you know, retaliate in a violence kind of way, you know?
The rules of engagement have changed completely. They've
changed, but it's weird and different to see it. Like, as a producer, when you're told, shut up and make some drums.
Oh,
you know,
damn.
Like Metro.
Metro, damn. Like, you're so irrelevant. You're so irrelevant. Nigga, just shut up and make some
drums. The only thing Metro now can do is, unless he has a rapping career, but the only thing now we can do is drop another, you know.
No, but he makes fire
beats. We still hate
though.
You, but we hate you again, you know.
I hate Drake, love but I hate Drake for being so petty.
Dranos.
With his disses. Like, it's like he didn't even take time to think about you. And to me, this whole diss sounded like Drake sat down for like 5 minutes.
Warning,
you see how Cole was talking about a 7-minute drill? Like, maybe Nilikatini for 7 minutes.
Mm.
I could have dropped more. I edited this. I could have said a whole lot more. So Drake sounded like he just woke up in a beach and went like, what are they saying? Okay, sir.
I reply. Okay.
I feel like he wrote this even before he had his coffee. You know, because akunanga kitumbaya as a rapper, you're going for the jugular, and then someone, the someone you are attacking is not even concerned about your jugular. Like, I'm concerned about petty things. You know, like, just shut up and make some drums.
Yeah.
What is this, a 20v1, nigga?
Drums,
you know?
Man.
And then he also went at Ja, you know? Like, everybody who came at him,
greedy.
A little bit or something. Like,
come together them shots.
Or he something along the lines of, he's hating or he's feeling like this. You know what? I get it. And then you move on. Like, what? That person doesn't have closure because expecting retaliation.
Now you have to diss them some more for Mande, you to get more. Yeah.
Like, what you did wasn't enough. Like, imagine he get... Like, I get it.
I guess.
You know.
That's Spider-Man.
Boy, no apo Ariana, manze. Boy, no apo Ariana.
What's all kind of okay, manze? I love it, though, but I feel as if now that's the new way, especially the way Drake is shaping it. Like,
yeah.
Now beef goes beyond that, like, you know, and it needs to be in a different way. So it's an interesting time. But as they said, there's different many conspiracy theorists and things that you hear. So I like that it's playing out over time. So we can always see it, you know.
Drake is goated for that.
Kitoka, yes. So I can't wait for the response.
Drop and give me 50. Like, show me the splits when you drop a song.
Yeah, that
like you still have a record label like Drake, coming to claim money. Show me the splits.
If it comes out that Drake owns some artists, that will be the biggest news in music in a while. Because Michael Jackson bought catalogs, but you can imagine, you know, like Sexy Red and all these people who are on. If Drake owns you guys, I'm sorry. We'll just have to talk about you guys later. Because this man them has killed the industry in a different kind of way. Because
man.
And that's even how I think about when us, even we're doing business or we're doing stuff, like we need to be on to the next. You know, like Drake, I'm sure if he does actually speculation that if he owns part of some artist, that has to be a deal that you put yourself in a position.
Hey, damn, that's,
you know,
that's 30 steps ahead, bro.
Yeah, because I'm always thinking we are always offered contracts or things, you know, through, and it's always the usual. Unaangalia Benji zapo, unaangalia Mukuchu, Mukuchu inasema aje. Unajua Mukuchu ikiwa sawa, sawa, and then some terms and conditions, you know. But I'm sure a few of us have been like, yo, can I add this and this and this to protect this and this? Or can I have a piece of that so that, you know, I can benefit or my generation can, you know. So I always think about those conversations. I'm like, Drake alikuwa, watu wa Drake or the lawyers or, you know, you have to, That thought process must be some crazy kind of thing.
It must be crazy being Drake's employee. Eh?
Yeah, like a employee. Lawyer or someone who's
like, if you work with Drake or for Drake, life must be crazy for you.
Especially the back
boy is
end.
Always neat. He's always clean. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't miss a step, bro.
Bro, he paid drummers to drum outside a popular strip club in ATL. That's crazy. I can't imagine us having beef as podcasts with people. And then there are 20 podcasts outside Milan there. Or Cavalli podcasting when we are leaving. That would be mad.
Drake is that in a league of his own. Just leave the boy. Just leave the boy.
The boy is on a different level.
I love why would... Because kuna... Rick Ross yeliwe analogies zake zingine. Like, he's challenging Drake's wealth. And first of all, I don't know how wealthy these guys are, so I won't speak on who's wealthier than who. I know what it could look like, but I don't know what's for real. Ross's approach was, okay, you say you have money. See, Badman now is Team Drizzy Drake. Mm. And I think one of his properties got seized and claimed. And Ross was putting it out there like, hey, maybe he's in some kind of maybe trouble financially or some sorts. So if you really have the money, what's another maybe 40 M's to you? You know, just drop, get your homie out of this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Ross, think about it, bro. Why would I go through the lengths of getting someone out of what you think is a mess? And this is someone who is wealthy. Maybe we don't know everything that's going on. Just to show you that I have money, to buy somebody else a house. And I'm like, bro, I've said this before. Our Sekoko WhatsApp group Moja, they just added more people to the chat. And this is the rollout. Now imagine if every single one of these artists drops a project.
Yeah.
It's over. Numbers, crazy.
Yeah, Jake
riding and glazing the boy mad.
Yeah, it's true. Plus, you know, you have to aim at the right person to get the right traction. Because if Kendrick was, as they say, if you're just shooting at someone normal, you're like, oh, normal, but you're shooting at a top dog, and the top dog is interested, it's like, okay. Because even in the days he's talking about, you know, it's fine. You bring the demon out, it's fine. You guys, I'm waiting, you know?
Deal with it.
that's a different thing. But yeah, and another thing that has been happening around town is, I don't know if you have noticed, bro, but manze, my restaurant ni kibao Nairobi.
Umekoki.
Manze, me, I just want them to open different things. Like, tuwekelewe ma bouncing castle luko, like...
Oh, my God.
Like, let's have, like...
Si wali wakia playground luko village market.
Olai.
Sindiyo.
Wapi. But yon ya watoi.
Sindiyo
yosa. Kwa tu adult playground. Plus, nandana ni screen.
Aujona adults huko.
Throwing axe.
Oh my God.
Like a scream room hivi msana ndo anapiga mayo. Yeah! Alafu
anaenda concert.
No, concert is not.
Alafu utoke hapo nje unyongo.
Nyongo lo
hapo.
Inakuwa doma manze. Nyongo lo haiwezi, but
I think Zico, cause I think even as a group, I'd really want us to try like an escape room.
Yo, that would be maza.
I'm sure we're going to bond on a different level. We're going to see each other in a different light. Like, if I'm in trouble,
ukweli,
if I'm in danger with you,
kusema
I know
ukweli.
What to expect now.
Mimi kuna watu siwezi kubali wali.
Say their names.
Hey, hapana. Watch my friends will live another day. Let them fight to live another day.
Nikupatie ile nini ya kuku uvae.
Hapana.
Si useme, nini... It's our platform, bro.
Hola.
Ntabip.
Commercial. What's all about?
Cool kid, nakwambia aje. Saya pekejen, nakwambia. Are you tired? Can you try reverse cowgirl? If you're tired, you can take a break. Do it later. Kutana na mtu wa maforin. Awa watu wanapenda reggae, awa gitu boys awa. Uluku umekuja huku kulala ama uluku umekuja huku kumangwa. Sikamu huku unataka useme. Awe achanga kunibeba ufala. Saizu ndo ya amewasha kindom. Amewasha kifuri. Awe hakuna kitu kama iyo. We nitoe kutu uluku umekuja huku juu ya kutu. Lakini nini nasumbua kama ghetto boys? Can't you be romantic? Ati ata kama utaenda, we tu ina matuni pe. Sasa after mesha maliza, ndo nasikia mikuembe, endea skuma na nyanya na kitungu kuju upike. Yani even you can't eat something nice. Ndo ya mikuembe we endea skuma kwa mother, mwambi nda kuja kulipa, ghetto boys. when will you style up?
Leo ni wacha ni kwetu kwa expressway. Leo sina story mingi. Hakuna kubip tena. Watu waone emojis kwa screen.
Big up everyone who was asking, who was that artist that Neville was talking about?
Your fave. Anachoma.
Yeah, kuna sababu imekuwa bip man. Hey, but neza kakukole na conversation kengine hapa.
Endele ni kusikie.
Nakumbuka. Okay, let me ask the question then set it up for you, right? How do you set up your homie with another shorty? You see these TikToks, some of these memes we usually see of my homie thinks you cute. You know, that kind of thing, right? Mm. But now in a good way. So how do you set up your homie with a shorty and not make it awkward or messy or paint him in bad light? Let me give you the story now. Zach, screw you, man. Screw you, Zach, man. but big up, Zach, man. Tulikuwa... Bado tukiwa on the breakfast show when it was still GMITM. Do you remember the first Kukito we opened in town? Were you with us? Were you with us still then?
Kukito, yeah.
So big up Kukito, manze. So the first Kukito that we launched the opening of in town, Tushamali is at the breakfast show. Manch is mad, tunadishi, nini, nini. So as we are setting down the equipment, nje, bro, kulikuangana de mwingine manzi 11 out of 10. Nice. So me and Zach, we have that nigga moment of sporting a peng babe at the same time. And now, I tell him, damn, shorty is fine. Zach is like, you think so? I'm like, fam, come on.
Check it.
Akasema, give me a minute. So me, I'm thinking, this nigga is gonna show me how he's spitting game to bug shorty. So I know class is in session. Mm. And now you know, when your homie tells you this is an ISO, you're gonna isolate and actually sit back and watch your homie go to work. No, na LeBron na beba team sahi. Do your thing, bro. Yeah. This nigga calls me out then. He's like, yo, come.
Wait. He walks up to Shore and then calls you over.
So in a way, so unachikibado na muangalia, so he signals me to pull up. So I pull up. And then he's like, Andy, this is so-and-so, so-and-so. This is Andy. Andy thinks you're cute. And then he walks away. Screw you, Zach!
Yeah, he set you up to fail.
You.
Yeah, I hate you.
I hate you.
Yeah, he definitely set you up to fail. Once, because he says you're cute.
So now I'm there going Yuck. Like, oh, damn. None of this was planned. I'm so this wasn't the approach that, you know, I had. And like... Let's even forget about this. Okay. Let's just go on about, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. I tried to make it less awkward by also letting her go. But she was also like, no. Like, what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. She tried to be cool about it, which I respect, you know. But then later on, I was like, Zach, man. But then it begs the question, like, how do we go about these situations? Because right now in this day and age, I don't think I'd want my homie, like... Kuna vile uneza shoot your homie's shot on his behalf in a classy way. Mm. For example, if your homie's with shorty that your homie likes and unajua maybe kuna vile anataka kucheza kama yeye, you know, when you're with your shorty homie, you could go like, hey, by the way, unachekiaje juu ya nani? You know, there's a way you can go about it. Ama there's a way you can tease to test the temperature.
Yeah.
We take you a guan.
I agree.
Just get something started, like a spark. This is how you can go about it. But ladies in here, unajua natakanga kufanya hivi, anatakanga kufanya hivi. Manzi akipata chance, I'm like, fam, I wish she had this from me. Because now she doesn't think I'm confident enough to approach her and tell her these things. So already, it's an uphill task if I'm to ever make that approach. Ju, maybe hata ni believe.
Yeah.
And she already knows that maybe I don't have enough balls or enough guts to approach her and talk to her. So how would you go about shooting your homie's shot or being a wingman?
Damn, that's
to just, you know, be direct.
First of all, damn, Zach Manzeli, burn them up.
Zach, I hate you, man. No, you're my homie, though. I love you, bro.
Once Ushambia showed that my homie says you're cute.
Homie chilling at the corner was, it's an ick.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yo, big up Nibrad from DST, man.
That's a mad one already. So, yeah, there are some things like you just don't want to say because you already know. But I think one of the things that I would say in the moment is, Akona mukuchu, Akona mukuchu, and a slash.
Let's go.
Antaka this, Antaka that unasikia hu baby girl anataka tutu kaf. Anapenda muku chu, anapenda cash na anapenda jugu seti kabla tuanze ku. Antaka this, antaka that unasikia hu baby girl anataka tutu kaf. Anapenda muku chu, anapenda cash na anapenda jugu seti kabla tuanze ku smash.
Akika napenda muku chu, sema cash. Muku chu na mashash. Kanapenda muku chu na mabash. Akiona muku chu ana blush. Kanapenda muku chu sema cash. Muku chu na mashash. Kanapenda muku chu na mabash. Akiona muku chu ana
blush. But yeah, I think away from being funny, for me, as you said, if you have a homie, especially if it's a girl and you know she's maybe hinted at, you know, it's like, hey, mandem anasema aje, you know, is when you can at least, you know, approach it in a way. Alafu ni introductions peke. Si hati unaanza kumuambia life, so muambia tu ni aje, uyu ni bazu, uyu ni, unajua. Just that formal introduction and then wapick it up from there. Iyo nyengine ni our sort, you feel me? So,
oda mwambia nipatie sendunye.
Huh? Yeah? Choma. But yeah, I feel as if, yeah, that's how I would go about it, but... Nah, never talking up the man them now. Nah.
Yeah, you don't do that.
It would be crazy, but yeah. How
would you go about this situation? You see your man them, go do his thing, go to work, and then it doesn't work out. What do you do?
Mnaenda tu mnapiga show.
Mission failed, maze. Twende tucheze FIFA, bro.
So them tired to be tie pale tukule kuku, but
yeah,
sometimes yeah, you it depends though. Yeah, sometimes you have to retreat, and because sometimes si bash zote, and kuna wale wasa wanaenda bash zote wakitakatia wase. That's good, but I think recently I realized sometimes for me sai nimeweka networking kwanza. Like I want to find out what people are doing first, you know, how you can link. Like this past week when I was trying to network instead of, you know, trying to katia wase, it was like I met, you know, people who I wanted to get, especially on the show, to interview, you know. Nilikuwa nasema damn, nikipata huyu msanii za interview vizuri, alafu unaenda pale unapatana nao, so you know network, you know, in a better way, and ways ambazo zina achieve more than najua ile tu meaningless banter at a bash. So for me, na feel ni kama nikiona homie wangu amefail, ni sawa manze, tutaenda two man mission nyingine ambayo
utampatia time out kama coach umpige play kutoka kwa playbook.
Ni manze hiyo.
Mbona niko na hii page 72.
Sasa hiyo manze. Niko imepigwa goda.
Goda tena.
Big baba. Dokudonjo, dokudunda, weekend inanibambia gadunda. Dokudonjo, dokudunda, dok moja nimeshaanza kunirunda. Dokudonjo, dokudunda, weekend inanibambia gadunda. Dokudonjo, dokudunda, dok moja nimeshaanza kunirunda. Ndani ya chain kashingo nimedunga bling moja nono hadi wezi kujikunja. Dokudonjo, dokudunda, nikichuna kandovu ni wapi nilikasunda. Nimekula fiti, nimedimbuka, nchakula kikitu zimeripuka, nikabole tennis ndio vile tunadunda. Tenje natumia ni matunda, single sikai tena na tresuda. Ule ni nani kokona akona mbuda. Alutande na donjo kudunda, nyongi wedding staki kuchomeka kucha.
Yo, Goda, goda tena, strictly makwela, no other gender. Goda, goda tena, petite ndo inaweza, but bigi ndio napenda selector. Nini zona cheza, komishi ndo namboka, wese matwekia Lexa. One lege, tuende, nusha mkono mbele, gat ni a lele na kwanga fiat. Sele aluta ina donjo, ka wet fry na roiko. Rainfall za kizing, nazime ntoka kia maiko. Chingri kwede big baba kwa disco, nina osapere kangat. Na wote onetua shiko, shiko wa nax, shiko wa kiambu, shiko wa juja, shiko wa embu. Kuna shiko misi juu ye udu, nya pitafanya rura show na kuja very soon.
Dokudonjo, dokudunda, weekend inanibambia gadunda. Dokudonjo, dokudunda, talk moja nimeshaanza kunirunda. Dokudonjo, dokudunda, weekend inanibambia gadunda. Dokudonjo, dokudunda, talk moja nimeshaanza kunirunda.
Hey, wazena kwa noma, so yeah, I feel as if in the moment it's just like a retreat and stuff, cause
right.
Yeah, sometimes the streets be street.
Nikuguanze bu kwenye comment section, and I'd really also want to hear it from the ladies. Like, what's the best case scenario another homie can be a wingman to show the boy? You know, aleo mbona?
Kwa sababu the way the approaches is never it, you know. Like,
like playing that game. That's
no, no, it's like you're also your girlfriend, because we have friends who are girls, yeah?
Yeah.
So when they're coming to tell you, like, one of their friends is interested, they never tell you in the politest way.
How do they tell
you? They make you feel so objectified. They're like,
that's what I want.
They're like, Karona dai kukukalia mbaya.
Mazi, like, hey, wapi?
Karona hey, anaweza tupiga drinks.
Hakuna eh hey, lini?
Eh, hey, ati Karona dai kukuvunja nini? It's like Karona dai kudivunja wapi?
I want that Karo. I want that energy me. Don't sugarcoat it.
No, cuz
mimi najua akinipata manze sina chance, hakuna mali na hepa.
No,
mimi I want to be cornered, bro. Like
no, it's like even us when we are telling our lady friends that our man dey maybe wants to smash. The way we tell it to them in a good way.
We speak for yourself. Utapigwa stick wewe.
Utapigwa kigongi.
Ukipatia wewe.
But yeah, so mimi nakwaga mseni mimi nataka ikae polite.
But no, on the real, I'd never talk up the same way I wouldn't talk up my game. I'd never talk up another man's game
because one, it's awkward. It's
awkward because Shodi is like, how you know, man?
Yeah, yeah.
Kwani,
no, just intentions. Unafanyanga like, nini? Sianda iku smash, unajua.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
You can be real with your homegirl, be like, usimsewa relationship, unemse anadai tu, casual kind of thing, yeah. Unajua.
Kuna ile, like, I get it. Like, tuseme, nikiona Ashley na najua, maybe someone I know is into her, naambia, unachiki boyfriend ya kopa level na kusisi ya manze. Wejo hapo uko.
Ati anaku?
Anakusisi ya. CC is kamba for nakucheki. Naona, oh, like, nakuona.
Oh,
you are hating
one.
Already?
You're hating. Buda, buda. Okay, so.
But yeah, I think it also depends with the kind of relationship you guys as homies have and the boundaries that you guys have established. Yeah. Vile mna relate, because homies are different. Ineza kuwa you guys are cool with anything. Ineza kuwa you know your homie so well such that ukicheki denge fulani unajua, oh damn, I know my homie isn't, I know Shodi, my homie isn't, I can do some. But more often than not, no, let your homie just do his thing. Ikikubali, imekubali. Ikikata, imekata. Atapata yake.
Yeah, kusema ukweli.
Lakini niko na playbook, nione kando.
Yeah, over the years I think I've learned that not in a bad way, and I'm all about the... Damn.
Don't sugarcoat it, bro.
Like, man, mi kusema ukweli, I feel as if okay, I get it. So community dynamics say that if you have a lady wing woman, but if you have a lady wing woman, or if you have a wing woman, that society nasema chances of you bagging ziko high, si ndio?
Yes, your chances are higher. Nasema, yeah, they're better wingmen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But in my experience, maybe mi sijapata wale. Okay, nimepata.
Ujapata ma sniper.
Eh, najua sniper, but sijapata yule sniper. Au ma sniper wa kuagi willing ku snipe.
Like, awakutaki mazuri. Sniper
ako na sniper, ako na target. Ukimchapia cheki, situ snipe. Adai. Ama yeye amesnipe.
Ni wachoyo. Na mabestie wameiva. Aunipati. Hautaki kunipati ya mabestie wako.
Alafu ghafla binvu unasikia. Ah, sinilipatia nani. You're like, ai.
Kwa nini mimi ni mlingoti? Mini... Damn.
Mimi ni mlingoti.
I think we need to hold a meeting with our female friends.
Yeah, and beyond, man, also. Because na feeling ni kama manze. Akunanga day. Hata akunda day ambayo.
Yeah.
Wewe. Hey, wewe. Podcast. Audience here today watakuja sema, eh, hey, I have my friend na feel ni kama atakuwa best for you.
Wewe mwenye utaki
scope.
Eh.
To scope the scene.
Wewe mwenye utaki watu huko nje wa kuongelesha unataka kuja kwambia kuna best yangu
amekuja anichapia cheki. Mimi napendanga, okay. Napendanga game pia ikiwa easy kiasi. Ujue at least una fight na weapons gani. Ujue kama unabeba najua kigongi. Ama beba
what am the pliers leo. Leo ni pliers
ama,
man.
Ama ni luga. Because sometimes you get your girlfriend anakuambia, eh, umi uyu ana go through ABCD. Hii hakuna ki. Hapa wacha. Hii sare tu. See, you know. And then kuna sazile ambaye unataka kusnipe, manze.
Bro, you and I had a friend who used to be a lethal shooter, like she'd never miss. We're not as close right now, but she'd yani success rate yake 100%.
So kila mimi nasema, in short, you know, in a nutshell, kidogo tu yani kiroch ni if you're out there, manze, big shout out to the ladies who najua out of nowhere una, especially for the, because these days, na feel ni kama that notion of men and women can't be friends ilisha kitambo, sinio. So these days, they are more, you know, mimi ni best friend yangu ni dem, ama vice
alafu,
versa.
Alafu, hakuna bestie.
Eh, so zingine si tunaprako.
Oh, eh, ni kufunze, unifunze.
Umelani nini huko? Ati?
Ni kuonyesha vila nene anaipenda, no, ulijua aje also.
No, unajua.
Yeah.
So, big shot, ni kama wale mademu wa kwa club, ukienda manze upate kadensi, kawainam, awa turn back wawangalie.
Ah.
Big shout out to those.
Walikuwa sha kuona manze.
Hey,
bro, you think they're gonna, bro, they're not gonna give you just some booty blindly at your wine just because there's someone at the back.
Bro,
no, washa kucheki, they know.
Bro, can I just say this?
Say it.
I know one day, Shinsi atakuja kwa hii country. Nataka mchukue video kama evidence. I'm practicing waistline.
Why in your waist?
Na I practice. Nime anyway.
Nisawe
that's
na
all
na
I gotta say.
Hit and run.
So yo day, mukisikia fununu ya Shinsia na kam Kenya, muni tagged. Niko prako mbaya.
Unajua
vile kuna vile dem wa Rafes kulikuwa na dem plan alikampale juu akadance na
I forget her name. Yes.
That pole dancer. Ali present.
Yeah.
That mean I'm ready.
Uko ready?
Oh, okay, I'm not ready now, but I'm ready.
Una prako na bestie.
Yeah, at Jada Kingdom.
Ai.
Kuna wale nimewekea wanted.
Utawezana na Paddison?
Ah!
Eh?
Kiuno iko sawa.
Utawezana na Paddison?
Mimi naongea tu na kiuno.
Okay, so I know, hey, but Paddy bagged a baby and a half, man. Damn, Jada, from Megan Thee Stallion to Jada.
Hey, but come Megan, man, damn.
Eh?
God damn. Kidongi.
Hey, let's move on to something else.
Yeah.
Nikulize hapa kitu, man, damn. Nilikuwa nafikiri hivi, bro, and I want you and I to be honest, sawa. Mali itaenda kubali, sawa. Wherever it goes, it goes. However it goes, it goes, sawa. It goes. Sawa?
Katash.
I like it. Why are Shodi's boyfriends never their nastiest niggas? Why don't you cuff your nastiest nigga? You cuff someone who is not your nastiest nigga, then you go get your nastiest dick beside your boyfriend. Why? Any high thoughts, I don't know.
Damn.
Because think about it. Neville, okay, damn.
Let's put it in
Neville
our context.
Neville umekuwa sneaky links, ndio?
Yeah, let's put it in our context. Like, sometimes...
Miondoko verse also.
Yeah?
Yeah, tuko kwenye miondoko verse sasa.
Miondoko verse, ikienda sana.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll entertain the conversation in the miondoko verse. I've heard that, but sometimes, uyo nastiest, kitambo uyo nastiest girl, uyo konaye, uyo ndo side, unajua, uyo ndo like the side one. Because sometimes also guys say in society, like, the side chick shows you the best time than the main thing.
I wouldn't know.
No, I'm saying.
Okay.
Because I've been the side thing. I've shown a good time.
I've also been the side thing. I've shown a good time. But vice versa, I haven't been in those shoes.
Oh, yeah.
But proceed, yeah.
But you know, vice versa, you never know, really.
That's the thing.
Sometimes you just gotta... It's like that... it's like...
Say it.
You know, it's
say
like the
it,
way yeah. they lie to us, you know, many times. But you never know until you...
The size doesn't. This is the biggest. Did you grow overnight?
Oh my God.
I was like, okay, stop it now. Did you become bigger?
But so I feel as if, yeah, it has to.
So wait, have you also been in a situation where you dipped out of maybe your relationship and you found out that your sneaky link was a nastier munch than Shodi?
Oh, sometimes it be like that, but I feeling is sometimes when I'm finding out by accident.
Oops! The mouth door.
It's like the way we said, you have to, when you eat your mother's food, you say your mother's food is the
best. It's the best. You have to travel.
But then when kidogo kigia kwa neighbor, we pige, hey! This pilau, hey! This.
My mom's doesn't taste like this.
Yeah. So I feel as if it's the same way. Sometimes it is like that, but then, it has applied in some instances. But sa zengine huwa main pia me represent, unajua. And
okay.
Sometimes it's vice versa. If you're not getting what you need, you're like, wacha niende nitafute, and then you get it kiasi, and then you just see. So sometimes.
So why do you go back to that yet?
Oh, because sumasema tuko kwa ina relationship, ama?
Yes.
Yeah, si
mwachane tu.
Aya, pana.
Mbona?
Situko na mapenzi.
Okay. No, no, it's a conversation. Like, there's a reason as to why niggas don't leave.
Oh, there's many factors, but...
Like, Mona, and that's, like, those are some of the things I'm interested to know. Like, Sawa, from the babe side, I can say, because I have female friends who vent, I can get to see things from their perspective as to why they're staying. I can see it because it's right in front of me. But sasa mimi, maybe sikuwa naona yangu, you know. So I'd like to know why a nigga still, you know, getting his fix from outside
would still stay.
Yet you're getting your excitement from someone else.
Sometimes it's many factors. You know, sometimes you can't pinpoint and say this is the general one because different setups are different in many ways. So,
right.
Na feeling is sometimes in a dependent situation, you know, unajua. So, you know, yes. Because, you know, we've had people, we've had friends who, you know, you're in something but you're not there, but you are there.
Yes.
You know, in a different kind of dynamic. So I feel as if many different... setups have different kind of scenarios. So zengine ni conversations in itaji ama zengine tu ni one of those ones where it's like there's a lot still to, you know, to unpack. So yeah, alafu zengine tu me agree tu ni aje kigongi yende kwengine.
Club kiboko.
Inaenda hivo. So I feel as if, yeah, it in this day and age you have to just be prepared for many different things. God damn. Ngoja lazima nipe an appreciation nyingine. Hey, weekend ilikuwa out na akunanga kitu poa kama kukutana na dema kona vibe manzi.
Damn, it be like that, like it's not
when I say
it's
a
such
vibe,
a rare thing.
No, when I say a vibe I mean okay, sometimes some girls for them for you to get to see their vibe, they have to be comfortable with you.
Oh yeah.
But kuna wale ambao ukiwa like wakiwa in the room ama wakiwa pali, ni vibe tu. Unajua like some of us, we walk in a room alafu kuna tu vibe flani, you feel me? So it's been long since I went into a room and Shore was lighting it up. Like you're like, oh, okay. Ule nani anapiga band? And then the girl them had the man them giggling and stuff. So it was funny also to see that, you know. So it was like, hey.
You were giggling?
Not me, but the man, like other guys.
No, it's okay if you're also giggling, bro. Oh, you okay.
Chuckling.
There's a difference. Okay.
Big
difference.
Yeah. I was doing the
the chuckles didn't get to her.
The man, the
okay.
No, so there's a difference.
Okay.
So the it's different. Two different bags, my guy.
Okay. Type C.
No. So, yeah. So it was fun to see that because... you know, being a fly guy, I've been that person who
love it
is lighting up the room like that, you know, getting the people, you know, jiggling and you know,
yeah. Whose maz is this? Commercial.
Dear diary, at this point, I'm really contemplating my role as a nigga. The other day, I got fucked. Yes, I repeat, I got fucked. Shorty came to my house and I expected her to be submissive. God, was I wrong? This bitch was more manlier than I was. We got into doggy style as our first position and this bitch reached back and started choking me. How the fuck does that work? She was beautiful on the outside but was a monster on the inside. Bitch was a Hojin Chiriki. And that wasn't all. We got into cowgirl, her on top. She had the audacity to pull my hair and tell me to say her name. Bitch, that's my line. Then when I said it, she slapped me and said, no nigga, my name's Daddy tonight. I've never felt so un-nigga-like in my life. These bitches ain't shit. Shorty was supposed to come and snatch my soul, but instead a bitch came and snatched my pride.
Whose man is this?
The girl them jiggling, but the man them, you know, give me. It's the guy, it's just that Najua. Andy, don't be a hater, man.
Ain't no way. Look at the niggas behind. Look at this nigga's face. It's like he hasn't even eaten, bro. That's how terrible it was.
Mamba is laughing on the inside, bro.
No, he's no Mamba X, right?
It's getting to him.
Damn.
To him. But anyway. Okay, Najua. So it was really fun to see that. So big shout out to all those ladies who are a vibe, man.
So you made vibe babies together?
No, I let her be, man. So it's like, you know, two vibes don't attract.
What?
Opposite vibes attract.
What was the point of this story, bro? What was the point of this?
Giving appreciation to the ladies who have vibes.
Ebu tuingia your thoughts. Isn't your thoughts?
Just kia ka gem hapa nimedrop.
Gem gani?
Opposite vibes attract.
Wait, mamba, ebu, what's wrong with your boy? Relax and take note.
About it's a drug, it ain't no motherfucking drug, it's just a plant, it just grow like that, and if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
Ebu tungi high thoughts. Ukijana sha tuacha wewe.
Relax and take notes.
Wewe una sisi wewe. Wewe
una sisi wewe. High thoughts, bro.
Ebu iseme tena. Ni kama ni mimi sielewi. It's like I'm the one who is not getting it.
Yeah, my friend is gaslighting me right now.
Explain
you,
it to me.
You see like the way. Hey, manzeni me kill.
Opposite vibes don't attract.
You see like the way, you know when you say wadaro na nini nini. You see the way they say magnets. Mm. So wanasemanga opposite was inafanya nini?
Zina attract.
Bas. Mm. So imagine took your opposite vibe. Si tuna attract.
So to, that was the gem to you.
Bro,
somebody stop this.
And the vibes graduates go to devil.
Shit. Anyway. No,
anyway.
Apo ukona high thoughts?
This
is courtesy of double-sided tape, manze. Nibra tapali represent vibaya sana.
I love it.
And I thought, damn, this is interesting. But I kind of think I know the answer we would both give.
Okay.
So, tuko high thoughts, sawa, miondoko verse.
Miondoko verse.
Yes. There's an angel and there's a demon.
Okay, left shoulder,
they both
right
wanna
shoulder.
Give you, yeah, both want to give you kuchi, right?
Ah, okay, they're not on my shoulder. Okay.
Bonge la sendunye. Bonge la sendunye. Which one are you taking and why? I feel like I know your answer. So I don't know how to go about this to make it more
though.
Entertaining.
No, I'm conflicted though.
I know you're con. Mamba is going with the devil. It's I'm demon time, nigga.
I'm conflicted though.
I know your answer, bro. I know the answer you are avoiding because it is my answer too. That's how well I know you, bro.
So, apa tuna, Andy, bro, take it away.
Tunapiga bonge la threesome hapa, man. Apa tunapiga bonge la threesome. It's going down.
Which side are
heaven
you going?
Heaven and hell together, man. It's going down, man.
Neville,
I know deep down that's what you want.
Because
you know when it's demon time, it's demon time. But also imagine how Angel Kuchi feels like, my boy. Damn. I know, right?
Manze, yeah. I was going to make a joke, but we are aligned with the sponsors, so I can't make that joke. And I don't want us to be, but...
Wewe sema tutabip, wewe.
Wewe hata hapana.
Sema tutabip.
So, asweki sponsors wako wa...
Wewe, kile na... Yeah.
What tagline yao ni? Usiseme. So, Angel Kuchi yake kupea...
Mombasa
ni kongoea, nilipatana na Lea, vitu tamu akanipea, vitu mi sijazoea, biriani ya top layer, avocado ongezea, moyoni naogelea, na kwanza tukipendana.
Oh, mamba la sema demon head.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, demon head. Yeah, it must be great. But yo, bro, mi napiga threesome manze. Hapa lazima tuelewane.
Tuelewane.
Yeah, lazima tuelewane. Yeah, kwenye comment section, you can have fun with that one. Angel. Right.
That's my answer for sure. But if...
Unasema aje lakini
udewele. No, yeah, for sure. Top of mind, that will be both is the thing. But if you're told now, Najwa, there are those people who are like, hey, you have to choose you. Kendrick or Drake, you have to choose, you know, one
now,
of those
boy.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Damn.
You're a bad boy. You're a very bad boy.
When I catch you inside bush, you angel. Hey, man. Yeah, because I'm thinking of the you know, that innocent girl look.
Oh, man.
But damn. There's a lot.
But take it. Yeah, yeah.
Let's answer that one in the next pod after I look at the statistics, what they are saying. But yeah, I like that. Also, I thought that I was thinking earlier this week is we have different emotions, man. And different emotions are given different names.
Yeah.
According to maybe how someone felt and stuff. I don't know who was the first person to feel fear or love or all these different emotions, especially fear. Because we were saying here, as we were asking each other, like, ukiwa kwa situation ngori, ni nani ambayo unajua you will go to for help. So I imagine wasi wakwaza ku feel certain emotions, how they were going about it, you know.
Walipigia bank.
Fear. Alipigia bank.
Alipigia bank, bro.
Bank fear. Okay, explain.
Depending on it was a joke first of all, but I won't explain it, but
you're good. This guy's good. Yeah. Someone cooked it.
It's okay, but let me think about it before I got some piece of information that changed my thoughts about it.
Oh, okay.
Right? Cause minikijuliza on a scale of feelings or emotions, vile wanga tunasema love and fear are the same thing. It's just a scale. Cause maybe fear to you might not be fear to me, it might be excitement to me, something that I love, right? And what love could be to you could be something completely different to me. So I feel like the first response to fear was that flight thing, or like it resulted into something maybe violent misunderstandings, because we are not able to interpret or comprehend exactly what's going on. So nikama sahi, if you're walking in the dark, right, and you hear something in the bushes.
Catch you inside bush. Someone call, right? Someone. Yeah.
What's going through your mind? Are you getting into survival mode, or you're like, oh, there could be a bottle of alcohol in that bush calling me?
Bottle of alcohol, no.
Unacheki. Of course, utakuwa maybe on your guard, like, damn. Now, because uko ready for anything to happen, you know, your adrenaline is pumping. Say, kama ni kukimbia, ni kukimbia. Anything could come out of the bush right now, right? So now imagine, add other people to that context. And then hawapatani, hawaelewani. Because maybe I don't understand something. Because now I don't understand it, I fear it. This is the only response I have.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight it. You know, because, bro, if a bug shows up over here, you're going to crush it. You're going to squash it.
Yeah.
You won't start negotiating with the bug at you. Oh, spare me. No. But ineza kwa tu ilikuwa inapita hapa innocently, going home to its kids. So I feel like violence was the result.
Oh, of that emotions. Fear.
Yeah, I was saying, you wanna feel those emotions. Okay. It was something they couldn't really understand and interpret. Because now with my understanding of fear is, and this will take us back to the high thoughts you were having before we started recording the podcast, because I feel everybody has a higher self. That's the you, that's you. That makes Neville Neville, right? So I feel like in your life, this higher self has certain beliefs, and not just particularly to you, but across, cause it's a common denominator. Like the higher me is the same elements as the higher you. It's all one fabric, right? So kuna zile vitu zenye hazita change, and beliefs and truths could be considered as some of the things that they know will never change. For example, we breathe. We can't change the fact that we breathe. You stop breathing, you're gone, right? If you move your foot like this and like that, you're going to walk. It's not going to be any other thing. So hakuna vile uta deny. But now what if someone comes and tells you that is something different from what you believe? Because to them, that's something different. They come from a different understanding. And akwambia, nah, that's not what you think it is. And then now you start believing it. But now you're believing something different from what the higher you knows is the truth. And now fear springs out of that. So now anytime I have fear, I know the reason why I'm fearing something, or I have a weird feeling about something, is because I'm believing something different from my higher self. My higher self believes one thing, and me, I'm trying to believe something else. So now the feeling that emerges out of that interaction is now the fear cause. It's showing me kuna mahali ume miss a line. It's a good thing. I think fear is a good thing. Inakonyesha mahali ume miss a line.
Okay.
So that once I identify that, I'm like, okay, so why am I fearing this? Now you get into it.
Mm.
And more often than not, to realize there wasn't anything really to fear. I just needed to understand.
Okay. You know, yeah. Understanding also, yeah, brings a lot of light and knowledge to a situation. So
yeah. Or what do you think? Based off of the question, like, msio kwanza kufeel fear, manzi, like, what was it like, the response?
Damn, man, I don't know. Like, I'm thinking of Ali, man, vile aliona hizo mamamoth and my animals zikikimbia around. I wonder if he felt some sort of fear. So I don't... Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking about in, like, a practical sense, or what they felt. Or did they feel joy to see other creatures around? You know, there's that sense of... It's like that question that I've always seen online, like, what's the first thing you'd do if you were to go to another planet?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Like, there are those things where you're just like, hey,
I know what you're going to do, nigga. Now that we're here.
But, yeah, so it's like one of those ones. It's like, hey, you really want to, you know, get that first. If you see another human being in this planet, you'll want to be like, hey. Or if you see animals, you'd be so surprised. So I don't know also if that Ali man, if he saw, you know, okay, if they say those animals or those mammoths or those, you know, those, you know, whatever type of animals were there, was he happy? Was he fearful? You know, did he run away from them or did he want to learn more about them?
In your line of thinking, I think... fear also came out of not knowing and finding out, you know, like fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
Like say the first man to bump into a lion thinking it's a big cat. Yeah, they found out it wasn't.
Yeah.
So the guys who saw that shit were like, yo.
Yeah, we ain't doing that.
Yo.
But you know, the guy who surprised me the most is the guy who looked at a chicken, lay an egg, and was like, I want to munch that egg.
That's a good one too.
Like that, that was a
now,
nasty
now wale wase wa
boy.
Milking manzi. Wale wase wa maziwa ngombe, maziwa mbuzi, yangamia.
You look at the other and you're like,
But yeah, I think bro, anyway, we couldn't have hacked it without, I think, outside influence. Because if you think about things like even agriculture, architecture, like a native human being or hominid, who just lives maybe in a cave, thinking of a complex structure, thinking about the physics of making this, the science of doing that. And I think it was outside influence, manze, because your progress, it's like there was a jump somewhere, something happened.
Or someone erased our memory key, Men in Black.
Like that, yeah. But that's a good high thought.
Everything gone, you know?
That's a good high thought, yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to add to the high thoughts?
I don't know if I don't know if you consider this as high thoughts, but maybe as we wrap up to the pod, because now not sharp it at the 1 hour mark. Relax and take notes.
Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
Is it just me, or I'm realizing that a lot of guys in their early 20s and mid-20s, and maybe just a few in their late 20s, they have a lot of pressure when it comes to being in relationships. Like, to them, it's the ultimate thing. Like, everything leads up to this. School, home, I don't want to hear it. Job, It's just everything I'm doing is geared up to a relationship. And an example is, I have, because we have so many millennials and Gen Zs at work. There's a homie of mine, a colleague of mine, who's, I think, in his mid-20s or his early 20s, yes. And every time, and his breakfast is affordable. I'd rather eat breakfast over there. Every time he finds me getting breakfast, and this is on a daily, and it after baby, So me, I'm like, Mizi Taji, I need more niggas like Joe. Niggas like Joe who will make food, tunakula chakula hapa, you know, he's passionate about it, and atuzi at a good price. Apo dema metokia wapi, you know. And when I need a babe, I'm gonna get a babe. So every time I do that, wangana bring up your point. So one day nikamuuliza, okay, so like for real, this is... jokes aside, is this how you feel like?
Yeah.
It's so important for me right now to get a shoddy. Mm. And he goes like, yes, nkamuliza mbona. And he started mentioning the basics like, oh, chakula. I'm like, but I have Joe over here. Kwani mimi siju kupika, si pia nikitaka kukula neza. Pia demi yako aneza nipikia mimi nikuje nikule. You know, like, there's so many ways to go about. Maneza
kukula, waene. Mm.
Ukikula pia ushashika, ushaelewa. So, to him, everything else doesn't matter, but this one thing, and everything goes through this one lens. So, if you are in a relationship with a shodi, then everything else is okay.
Yeah.
Your jobo, your life, nini.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hate because I've been there.
Hater.
You know, I've been there.
Hater.
And where I'm at right now, the last thing I can think about, I hate you. The last thing I can think about right now is a relationship. So it's so odd for someone to like really try convince me.
I know I can't convince them
otherwise because feeling the way I'm feeling, I know they're probably feeling the same way about their opinions, you know. So it can until it can hit, wait a minute. When I was their age, I was in a committed relationship and I knew this was it for me. I knew this was going to be the mother of my kids. Unacheka?
No, nasema till death.
Si ulikulaka hapo two floors just above me, nigga.
Daddy, najua trauma imekupiga, but ninesema till
no,
death.
No, just me, nigga. Nilikuwa na kucheki pale na msupa pia wewe.
Daddy, si
till death do us part.
Siupigwe tu peke yako.
I saw you two over there. I was like, Neville too was in a very committed relationship.
And in the yule msia kishikuwa kwa noisemakers list anaanza kusema. And we were with nani?
Times three hapo.
Yeah, true.
So I don't know if you've experienced the same, and that got me to also think, damn, is it like an early or mid 20s thing? And I feel like you're just from your teens. You've learned a couple of things about life, you know, and you have all these feelings, all these urges, and you would want an avenue to channel them. Because I remember how important getting into a relationship was for me and how important it is to find someone or to get someone. Imagine, and you'll know when you get them.
Imagine I've never felt that way.
Ulikati like, wama.
Okay, it's not even about that. Niyangu iliku, I would say iliku like gafla binvu.
Okay.
Like, you know, one of those ones when you're not planning for it and then it happens. So for me, I never thought of a relationship as something that is like key or something I really want to get into. So Mimi, you know, one of those things when they say when you're not looking for something is when you find it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was one of those ones. Like, I wasn't keen on it. Mimi kwa najua nimekuja uni, could you just do the thing? Unajua, and then in between pale, whatever it is. So I would say I've never had that thing yet in my mind where I'm like,
right.
Ati lazima ni do something.
Like well.
That. So that's how I would say. So yeah. I understand the conversation where it's going, but kidogo.
Sige sema lazima, but ni ile feeling ya, this urge, you know.
Okay.
Like I really yearn to be in one. Because just like you, I didn't plan for any of my relationships in campus. I had two, you know.
Okay.
One didn't last that long. The other one lasted long, right?
Okay.
But I did not, I promise you, it just happened.
Okay,
it just happened.
But were you yearning to get into a relationship?
Yearning to be with someone, but not at this particular time, at that particular
time.
Now, even
me, I didn't have that.
It was just that yearning, you know.
Yeah, me, I didn't have that now. I didn't want like someone like that. I didn't want to share anything like that. So I think that's where the kind of the difference is. Like you, maybe you were yearning, maybe not say you planned for it, but then you had those feelings inside you where like, hey, nikikupata wewe.
When I catch you inside place. Bush,
yeah.
Ricky.
So for me, it was just like, it's one of those ones where you're just like, whatever.
So now that leads me to believe, okay, Ari, are you in your late 20s, or early 30s or somewhere around there? Yeah, did you have a serious relationship in your early 20s or in your mid 20s?
Maybe like two,
right? Mamba, in your early 20s perhaps, I don't know, I think you're the youngest in the room. I don't know how old you are, but have you been in a serious relationship so far? Nimra tata tuwezi ongelelea Nimra. Tio mneza na kuget all the tea pale DST. You know, so I think I came to a soft conclusion.
Okay,
just for the, you know, for the fun of it, you know. That I think in our early 20s or mid 20s, we need to go through that experience of...
Kutandikwa.
si lazima kutandikwa because kuna zenye wanga zina make out differently. There's those sweetheart or high school uni. Unacheki. Kuna statistics ambayo hatuwezi ignore. But for the most part, I feel like you'll need that avenue to let out, get that experience. And then now from there, you'll be able to make now more decisions around that soberly, knowing very well kile unataka na kile utaki. Through that process, you knew what you liked and what you didn't like.
Yeah, the earlier you experience it also, the better. And stuff like that. So I think...
Me just want constant raw sex.
Yeah,
this edit over value, man.
But yeah, I feel as if it's you should experience it early if you can. You know, Joa, so that usikuwe in your 40s don't experience your first relationship, that would be a maza thing.
Watakukanyaga mbaya. But in your 40s, ile kitu. Wild.
Yeah, wild. But yeah, thank you very much. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe on the Good Company channel and on the app. Scroll to about Atupata. Listen to us, stream us, tell someone about us. You are our ambassador.
Damn.
You know, so at the Chop Shop Pod KE on all socials. Follow us. There's where we drop all our tea and all our stuff. Unani asema aje, Andy?
Ile question ya angel na demon ilikuwa two part apparently.
Aya?
Nambia, we need to cover the second part of the question.
Yeah.
How would it feel, taste, and look like?
What?
Bado kwa high thoughts. Angel kuchi and demon kuchi.
Oh my God.
It was a two-parter. Yeah, I think it's a high point to end the podcast on that answer. Neville, usemaje?
Demon kuchi, maybe you see when maybe you you're inhaling shisha and then there's usually that cold taste you taste in your mouth. It's usually like an aftertaste kabaya, so I feel as if that might be the demon kuchi.
Okay.
Like
I would
chocolate-ish taste.
Okay.
But then that that's heavenly kuchi.
That's precise though. That's very precise, my nigga.
I'm a demon.
You thought about this?
I'm a demon. But and that heavenly kuchi is like milk and honey. Okay, what about chukui milk? It's just like
maziwa na asali.
Let's say the land of milk and honey.
Yeah, but have you tasted milk and honey? It is good?
But no, it's like milk is good and honey separately. Oh, for those who like milk, you know, you don't even take both. So, damn.
What? Okay. No, I take milk, bro. Milk. It's honey that I don't take. I used to take honey.
Yes. Yeah, so,
honey tastes good.
Yeah, so I feel as if all the good things, all your favorite dish, the way it tastes.
Your girlfriend. Ah, sawa. Feel.
And you?
Feel. No, but ujamaliza feel and see, like sight. How do you think they feel
that
like?
That devil put you be fat. That fatty poom poom. Yeah, that, yeah. And that angel poom poom be tight, yeah. You gotta be nice and tight for that. But look and feel. Feel? Oh, damn, I don't know about feel. You?
Damn, unakumbuka kwa Pirates of the Caribbean.
So give me the ask of the question, I'm a daddy.
And I'm still on a daddy, man. They're actually answering this question. Damn, I'll take you back to Pirates of the Caribbean, manze. Ushesikia ukisema release the Kraken, bro.
Oh, damn. That is...
That's that demon kuchi, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yo hadi inafungiwa, manze. Inakuanga, ikona lock system yake. Like, it has to be kept safe because it can't be on the loose.
It can just munch people.
Bro, my nigga. You ate ineza pata ma stream, uneza patikana as a stray, bro.
Umanchi.
So you need to stay safe, bro.
That's mad.
I feel like it would feel like tentacles. Like wet tentacles. This is the I'm dealing with the demon kuchi first, right?
Okay.
Yeah, like slime. Have you ever you know mollusks like snail, slugs, octopus,
I've
and all that?
Around.
Yeah. I that's how I think it would feel like. What was the other one? Taste like. Oh, that's a good one. I feel like demon kuchi would have a tinge of sulfur.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like some something hot, something spicy.
Something hot.
You know, something marinated, like someone cooked here.
Well, the devil.
Or some, I don't know, but yeah. Angel, I think it would feel like feathers.
Damn, as a lawyer who's like chicken off. Not really a good thing.
And on that note, Mazeo, it's been the Chop Shop Podcast.
Hey, man, that's not a good thing, Mazeo. I've been Neville.
And the young Mazeo, adios.
Yeah, that's for real. Damn, that's a bad feel, man.
Better.
This is The Chop Shop.
Only a few will understand.
Chopping bricks like karate.
What is this?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I know I'm about to kill it. I'm definitely in my zone.
Music, culture, vibes. Let's chop it up, baby.